I want to welcome all of you for this last period, actually, of this lecture series. We started last year, actually, from the early time, 336. That is the time of the awakening of the divine couple in the forests of Vrindavan. So we have gone since that time through all the periods of the day and now arrive at the night time, Nisha Lila. One thing we must keep in mind is that in the night time, everyone sleeps. 10:48 to 3:36 is the time of also of all the devotees in Vrindavan resting. The servants go to bed, the friends of Lord Krishna go to bed, the parents of Krishna go to bed. Only Krishna pretends to go to bed for 24 minutes or so and then steals out of the house for his most sublime Leela, the Rasa Leela. Now the Rasa Leela, I always like to understand it in a principle way. That has always been my approach to Krishna Leela. I want to see what eternal principles are governing the Leela, so that I escape the mere storytelling, which is a story by itself, but see the story full of light, full of brilliance, and full of relevance. Prabhupada once gave an explanation of the Rasa Leela, which I found very amazing. He said, we all are meant to dance with Krishna, but when we become separate from Krishna, we come into the material world and struggle for existence. And he gave the analogy of the fire. The sparks are meant to joyfully and energetically and dynamically and colorfully and lightningfully dance in the fire. But when they leave the fire and fall on a stone, then they are only little sparks which quickly turn into dead charcoal, Holzkohle in German. Charcoal is not fully burned wood, but it is almost fully burned wood. And that is called material life. We lose our enthusiasm, we lose our confidence, we actually lose our natural ananda. But if this fallen spark, which now has turned into charcoal, can return to the fire one more time, it will again dance and exhibit all the symptoms of full life. So in the same way, if we can join Krishna's eternal dance again, that will be our good fortune, that will be our ultimate goal in our spiritual practice, to be again reunited with Krishna, to be in our free atmosphere where we join in a loving relation the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that's the underlying principle, the underlying theme of the Rasa Leela. Krishna in his mercy performs this pastime here in the material world to really attract us and say, look, I have an eternal dance with my eternal companion. So look, I have so much joy and so much pleasure. What are you doing here just struggling in the material world, just maintaining an existence that is based on false ego anyways, a false identification. So the day in Krishna's pastime ends with the Rasa Leela and an open invitation to all the souls to join the Lord in eternal pleasure. So how this Rasa Leela commences is, I think, known, but I will just take help of this book to just briefly describe the highlights. It's in the evening where Radha and Krishna meet. Remember, they are both on their abhisaras. What is an abhisara again? A love journey, no? A journey of loving content, and then they finally meet. This is very nicely described, that when Radha is so much full of love that she may see a black tamal tree and run to embrace the black tamal tree, but thinking it is Krishna. Brijbasis will show you some tamal trees who have goosebumps. You know, there's not goosebumps, they are very small, but bumps. That are the tamal trees whom Radharani mistook to be Krishna and embraced, and then the tamal trees showed signs of ecstasy by erupting. Anyways, finally they meet and they are seated on a classical jewel inlaid throne, and in the midst of the forest, mostly under a kadamba tree, an aratik is performed to their pleasure. They are worshipped by Lalita as a pujari with flames and with water and with flower and with the loving songs, no? So this is the evening aratik, and after this, Radha Madhava enjoy the forest of Vrindavan by going through the forest, and the forest under the control or the guidance of Vrindadevi, the Sylvian or forest goddess, turns into six seasons. There is a winter forest with snow, and Vrindadevi gives the divine couple padded jackets so that it's nice and cozy. There is a spring forest where everything is just lush and full of flowers. There is a summer forest. There is a monsoon forest where water drips from the leaves and the branches. There is an autumn forest, and there is also a forest of winter and of the dewy season. Dewy means a navel, a fog forest. No? This fog wafting through, and all this is meant to give enjoyment to Radha and Krishna. They roam and they may point out beauties. Oh, see this tree, says Radharani. Do you see how it bows down? It wants to lay its fruits at your lotus feet. So this is the forest roaming. There is singing, dancing, and a lot of joking. And they also asked each other riddles. I only know a Smith's riddle told by the friend of James Kanai. No? It's white. It moves down a mountain, and it is very cooling. What is? No. It moves up the mountain. Wrong. It's white. It's a white mass. Is moves up a mountain, and it is very cooling. Kanai has developed this riddle. It's a snow avalanche that feels homesick. Very witty, no? It's homesick. Therefore, it doesn't go down, but it goes up.
Yes, this is.
So they asked each other riddles. They are like this. It's very difficult to figure it out.
And they laugh and use. Then when Radha and Krishna and the gopis finally arrive at the banks of the Yamuna,
there's a whitish sand. It's not just a little beach, but it's a whole sandy area, widely spread out, and there the gopis form a large circle.
The rasa tents
and Radha and Krishna stand in the middle of this circle. And then Krishna requests Radha, why don't you start the rasa dance?
And then
Radharani dances very elegantly while there is a gopi band who plays the instruments, veena, tambura, flute instruments, and there's nice, it's a beautiful dance, and in the midst of the dance, Radharani loses her anchor bell, but Krishna joins the dance, and while dancing in the same way, fixes the anchor bell again at Radharani's foot. No,
where it was lost, and so on and so forth. You must know, the rasa dance is actually performed every night, and it is performed when there is a full moon. So every night, again and again, it's full moon season. There is no decreasing moon in the spiritual world. It just hangs there, smiles like a moon can only smile, and look down with pleasure on the gopis and on Radharani. This is important. Then, after the rasa dance,
Krishna and the gopis become intoxicated. They drink slightly fermented honey wine. Now it's honey with a little water perhaps and a little and many spices, and it is fermented. So it is meant to energize them but also to intoxicate. It gives a good we would say in this world it elevates the mood. You can see whatever we have in this world and much more is also to be found in its pure form in the spiritual world. Mm-hmm.
So it's actually initially intended to relieve from fatigue. No, it helps you do. So their lotus eyes roll and they begin to talk in a slightly intoxicated way, and that's another reason for lots of laughter and fun. And finally, Radha and Krishna retire for some time in a bed, because when you are intoxicated, it's ideal to sleep and not talk so much.
So they sleep out the intoxication, and afterwards they go for
water pastimes in the Yamuna.
They are dressed in special water dress. It's usually the ladies have cover the body with a white dress, and Radha and Krishna is in bathing shorts, and but very interesting. They go up to here, and they are very decorative. And then they go, they enjoy some sweets and forest fruits, and then they go and retire for their loving pastimes until the next morning when the eternal Leela revolves. So I just wanted to say, although this tells you a little of the structure of the eternal pastimes of Radha and Krishna, it's never repetitive. It's within these general structures, there are very, very specific, individual, different pastimes that take place. For instance, sometimes to give pleasure to Krishna, Srimati Radharani takes a sulking mood where she rejects Krishna. She may, in other words, come in her abhisara and see Krishna and Subal or Lalita is about to put her hand into the hand of Krishna, but suddenly Radharani may find something objectionable and turn around and says, "I'm going home." And this repeats each other. Krishna then has to find newer ways to break Radha's man. For instance, he may disguise himself as an astrologer, or he takes different disguises to break her man. But once it so happened that Krishna, that Radha suggested, "Why don't we change roles? Today you should become lovingly angry and I shall try to break your..." Actually, Krishna suggests, "Radha, why don't we change roles? Usually you become lovingly angry at me, but why don't I become lovingly angry and reject you?" "Oh," says Radha, "this will be easy for me to break your man, because I know you love me so much." And Krishna then said, "Okay," switched into the mood, the angry mood, and turned his back towards Radha. And Radha tried to make Krishna laugh, "Look at the monkey there." But Krishna remained very disappointed with Radha. "I will never see you again. I'm so disappointed with you." Radha then sent all her sakis, millions of sakis, to try something to divert Krishna's mind. But this went on for many days, and Krishna remained in the mood of rejection. Have you ever had a friend who said to you, "That's enough now, I'm not interested in you any longer"? Maybe not so much, but those who are in a relationship with
with ladies or lady friends, they know sometimes ladies can become very upset, no? And then one has then one has to stand before the door, even when it's raining. So this time it was the other way around. And after trying for 2 weeks to break Krishna's mood, Radharani became so desperate that she cried and cried, and her tears filled the river Jamuna, who began to rise to tremendous heights. This became a concern of all of Vrindavan. The queen of Vrindavan is so sad. What is Vrindavan life without Radharani being satisfied and happy? So one day, the goddess Yamuna herself came to Radha and said, "I've watched you now. I watched your desperation, I watched your tears, I myself have swollen from your tears. Is there anything I can do to help you in your desperate situation?" And Radha sobbingly said, "Do one thing. If you could make Krishna again favorable towards me, then I would consider that the greatest gift." So Yamuna Devi thought and thought and thought, and finally she had an idea. She dressed exactly like Krishna. That means very narrow pants here. Then something like a skirt. Very nice narrow dress. And arms come out, the dress comes out like bells. She put on a peacock feather crown, had a flute in her arm, and held a garland of lotus flowers, and passed by Krishna. Krishna was sitting there, moody. And so Yamuna looking just like, "Who are you?" Krishna, his interest, his mood came in a different way. "Who are you?" So Yamuna looked, "Who are you? You are not Krishna. You dress like me. What is wrong?" "No, no," said Krishna. "I'm Krishna. If you're really Krishna, I think you are a pretender, but if you're really Krishna, Krishna is always with Radha. Where is Radha?" "Oh," said Krishna, "I'm no longer Krishna, right? Without Radha, I'm not. We belong together. We are one life in two bodies." Krishna looked at this form and looked so beautiful. The complexion was blue, and he said, "Yes, what can I do to get your favor, you wonderful personality?" He said to Yamuna, "Well, you should become Krishna again," said Yamuna in the guise of Krishna. "Go to Radharani and embrace her." So, and that is how Yamuna Devi broke the man of Krishna. Radharani was so satisfied afterwards that She said, from this day on, you will always flow through our through Vrindavan Dham up into eternal time. Never will you become dry. And I, in order to show my gratitude, will always hold one of your lotus flowers in my right hand. And that's why you find some deities. One is in Paris, who have a lotus flower, where Radha has a lotus flower from Yamuna in the hand. So these are all pastimes in the Nishant Leela, and there are millions of them. But I would like to redirect you to the main subject. Wouldn't you like to be a spark dancing in the together with Krishna again? It's much nicer than just being struggling in the world. I think our James has already purchased the fire shirt today. Is it new?
No.
It's an old shirt. It's a very nicely dressed for the occasion. James has the fire shirt today. Yes. Good. So with this, we will rest our kata. And from tomorrow on, words, we will hear about Krishna's extraordinary associates in the spiritual world. We have now finished one block from last year. Then we will continue. There is unlimited subject matter for discussion about Krishna. Jai Jai Sri Radhe Shyam.